This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Cache Expiration, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CEXPF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CAY. And with us today is going to bring us up to speed is the CEO of the company, Mr. Jack Ball. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Everett. Nice to be on your show.
You know, there's been a lot of expirations companies on the show recently. Tell me a little bit about your company and what makes it so special.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, we are a mining expiration company. We're focusing on gold. And the key to a successful expiration company is your asset. And we have a premier asset called Cayuque Lake. It's in Nunavut, Canada, northern Canada. And it is a very special project. Our project's almost 200 square miles. It pretty well encompasses the entire basin. And it's had, we've had some drilling done in the past, quite a bit actually. And it's probably one of the highest grade open pit gold targets in North America right now.
Cayuque Lake Gold Project, what's the future plans up there? What's the history? Give me a little bit of back history. Where is it located at?
The first company to get involved was Newmont. They got involved in 2006, and they tripled the size of the property. They operated in 2006, 2002, and 2008. They did a major drill program. Unfortunately, with the financial meltdown in 2008, they left all their North American exploration projects. Another company came in called Evolving Gold. They did some major drill programs over the next 5 years, spent in excess of $20 million, and really made some major discoveries. But, you know, with the gold market, when things got tough, they actually let the project go. So we were lucky enough to acquire the project in 2017. Again, we did some exploration on the property, made major discoveries. So, you know, we're very excited. We plan to do a major drill program in the spring of next year, 2021, probably in the beginning of March. And best time to drill actually in this part of the world is in March, April, May. And the reason is, you know, the ground's still frozen. You can land planes. We have a runway on the property. We have a big camp that can house up to 35 people. And typically the bigger drill programs occur at this time. So we're quite excited.
I went on your website. I noticed that you guys did a 43-101. Explain that to my listeners. What is exactly a 43-101 and why that's so important?
Well, it's very important because it's a technical report. It's not only, you know, tell investors, you know, a bit about the project or a lot about the project. Actually, it's very technical, but also for, you know, the different exchanges require you to have a well-qualified technical report. And early stage projects don't have that. They don't have the data. This project's had over $25 million spent on it. So we commissioned two or three technical reports since we've had it. The last one we updated was in 2019. And, you know, when we go and do presentations with, you know, large gold funds, they want to see a proper 43-101 technical report. And, you know, what we'll do is after our drill program in 2021, you know, we will actually produce another technical report. And it talks, you know, all about the project, the history, the current drill results, and, you know, it'll tell you quite a bit about the future of the project. We think Cayuque Lake is going to be a large gold deposit. We already made some major discoveries. You know, I think the company and the project probably in the next year or two could be a major takeout target if we are able to, you know, drill enough to make a large deposit here. And I think, you know, we have the ground to do it.
Speaking of deposits and assays, do you have anything back about how many ounces of gold you think you might be sitting on?
You know, we haven't done a resource calculation yet. That's what we were planning on doing after this coming drill program. But, you know, a geologist, by looking at the drill results, probably we're probably between, you know, 600,000-700,000 ounces and 1 million ounces. but that's, you know, non 43-101 at this point.
Right, right.
But, you know, we will have a 43-101 resource probably in the next 6 months.
You know, one of the reasons why you guys came on my radar is the management team. And if you would, explain to my listeners, you know, give them a little bit of background of yourself and your team that you put together.
Sure. I mean, my background is mainly finance, but I've run many private companies. And since about 2000, I've specialized in the resource sector. I have, you know, raised a substantial amount of money for many companies. And, you know, my background is actually mining. My father was in the mining business for 25 years in a city called Sudbury. You know, it was the world's largest nickel mine. And when you kind of live in that type of environment, you actually learn quite a bit about mining. We also have Ian Graham on our board. Ian Graham used to work for Rio Tinto, and he was he's an economic geologist, and he was part of the commissioning team for the Diavik diamond mine in the Northwest Territories, which is one of the largest now diamond mines in the world. So, you know, he's been with the company since 2017 when we first started it, and he's a very good resource. We also have Chris Pemmenpete, who's our consulting geologist. He's actually led four major drill programs on this deposit with different companies, probably commencing in 2010, again in 2011 and 2013. So he's very experienced. He knows this deposit, and, you know, he's been very successful in drilling it. We would probably, you know, intersected gold in almost 80% of all our drill holes. You know, we're not wasting money on drilling in areas where we don't think there's gold. So we have a very good understanding of, you know, where to drill and, you know, where we can get some good intercepts. And, you know, we're very happy with past drilling.
Listeners listening to the program, why should they invest in Cachet Exploration?
Well, Cachet Exploration is a very tight structure. We don't, you know, we have about 30 million shares out, so it's very tight. You know, any sort of interest that comes into the company, usually the share price goes up, you know, quite quickly just because it's so tight. Our shareholders are very loyal. And at the end of the day, you have to have the asset. With gold, you know, hovering around $2,000 an ounce, and some people saying that it could go to $3,000 to $5,000, a lot of these big, large gold mining companies who are, you know, producing 3 to 5 to 7 million ounces a year aren't replacing the gold they actually mine. So there's going to be a gold rush for companies like ours who are developing these assets as takeover targets for mid-tier and large gold companies.
Jack, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know, stockholders and people listening need to know it's early days for us. You know, the stock's relatively cheap. As we, you know, start making announcements about our drill program, there's going to be a lot more interest. The stock's trades quite well in Canada. It's starting to trade in the U.S. We're planning on doing, you know, a lot of, you know, interviews and things like that to get lots of interest in the U.S. I think this, if you're looking for, you know, a way to capitalize with the high price of gold, I think a company like Cash Exploration is a very good option.
Jack Ball's been my guest today. He is the CEO of Cachet Exploration, Inc. Look him up. I think that you'd be getting a great company here at on the ground level at a great price. But again, that's my personal opinion. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CEXPF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look him up on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CAY. Jack, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Everett, I'd love to come back on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.